Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm very glad you're hanging out with us, and I got to send out a little congratulations and a little thank you to all of you administrative professionals out there. It's Administrative Professionals Day. I've been talking about this. I've been celebrating this day this is my 12th of these to celebrate on the show. But I was doing it for years, actually decades before this, in other assignments that I've had over the years. And somebody who knows all about that is our good friend Gail Buskey, who's the founder, president, and CEO of Team DoubleClick. And that's her business, is working with administrative professionals, primarily virtual administrative professionals. And she's here to talk to us about this very important day. Gail, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and happy Administrative Professionals Day.
Why, thank you. Now, there are a lot of virtual assistants out there that will appreciate that.
Well, and we know many of them, and we've worked with a lot of them over the years, working with a lot of different folks. You know, Gail, just a little history. My first experience with Administrative Professionals Day, it wasn't actually called that. In fact, back in that day, I don't even think the term administrative professional had been coined yet. That wasn't even a term. It was in the vernacular. It was called Secretary's Day, and there was an organization. It still is an organization, but it used to be called the National Secretaries Association or something like that. And now it's called International Administrative Professionals Organization. I know some of those guys, but I've forgotten the exact name that they're using now. Do you know that name?
I don't. Yeah. I don't. You knew more than I did already.
Well, but back in the day, back in the 70s, I'm going to say, when I first started working with businesses at that level, the secretaries were very proud. I mean, they didn't. That was back in the day when nobody. It was not the least bit pejorative to call someone a secretary or for them to think of themselves as secretaries.
Okay.
We had local secretary organizations and chapters that I mean, they were very serious, obviously, about what they did. And secretary was a handle that they were glad to put on themselves. But over time. That changed, didn't it, Gail?
It did. It did. Somewhere along the lines, the name changed. But, you know, the pride still goes along with the job.
Absolutely.
Administrative assistants, secretaries, whatever we want to call them, they still do so much for all businesses, but especially small businesses. The virtual assistants especially that we see quite often run companies for clients. People go...
They certainly hold things together a lot of times, don't they?
They really do. They really do. There's just so much that they do behind the scenes to help the small business grow. That they really are the glue.
Well, the women that I know and the men too. There are men out there too. But as I said back in the day, they were mostly women, and they knew where all the bodies were buried.
Mm-hmm.
They knew where the slack had to be taken up. They knew when to apply this pressure and when to release that pressure. And to a large degree, they were the gatekeeper. And that's one of the things that I learned, Gail, was if I wanted to have success with the ultimate decision maker, the person who owned the company or whose name was on the door, I had to make sure that I was in favor with the secretary, with the professional assistant.
Absolutely. Well, typically they're the ones that answer the telephone, and you're right. If they don't like you or they suspect that you're, a sales call that they don't need, you're not getting through.
Or if you don't treat them with respect.
Yes, exactly.
That's one thing you learn real quick that you had. And the truth is I was successful many, many places, many companies that I did business with, I was successful there because of one thing primarily, and that was my relationship with that person. So, but over the years, and the only reason I wanted to dwell on that just a little bit, Gail, was just to remember those people, really, on whose shoulders the modern administrative professionals stand.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
They contributed so much. They set the tone. They built the model for what people are doing these days.
Yep, absolutely. Well, and they help so much. You know, there are so many things that a virtual assistant or an administrative assistant can do to keep their business running smoothly and keep out the riffraff.
Right. That's exactly right.
Come through the door.
So today, though, we do have something today that didn't really exist 30 or so years ago. At least if it did, it was so tiny that it was, I'm not even sure how. You know, I actually knew some virtual assistants back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I actually knew some people who worked remotely. And I don't know how they did it because all they had was a phone and the early rudimentary versions of fax machines, you know, and the mail, of course. But so they really did a great job. But basically today there's a whole industry of virtual assistants, aren't there?
Exactly. Well, and you're right. It has been around for a long time. It used to be there would be more localized secretaries or administrative assistants that would go and pick up their client's work, bring it back to their own office or their home office,
yep.
Do the work, and then drive it back. So it was more on a localized basis. But you're right, it has been around for a long time. It's just gone high-tech now, really.
Right.
And yes, they call themselves virtual assistants now, and they do work from their own offices or typically their home offices, and they receive those same work assignments through email, through the Internet, telephone, fax, all of those things.
Well, and working directly on a platform online,
mm-hmm.
Collaborating with in the cloud, so to speak, with on projects where you know someone goes in and contributes to the project, another person comes in later and contributes,
right.
And the truth is I think you know what happened is after a while people realize, well, you know what, there are people in my building I don't see every day that
right.
I work with. So why would this person need to be two doors down? They could be 2 miles away or 200 miles away. And that's
exactly.
That's how this whole thing got going. Hang on, Gail. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 after these messages. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about Administrative Professionals Day and how this thing has morphed and also how you can consider taking advantage of a virtual assistant. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And if you go to my website, I hope you will, and I think you'll find some things there that will help you with your small business. You can check out my blog, check out our knowledge base. Our newsletter is there. You can see a sample and subscribe to that. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And we'll follow you home, by the way, not just with the email of the newsletter, but also you can subscribe and we'll send you the blog. You can subscribe to the archives and articles and lots of different things there that we'll send to you if you'd rather we do that. Also, don't forget you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/JimBlassingame. Gail Buskey is our guest. Gail, you're on Twitter, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And what is your Twitter address?
Team DoubleClick.
Twitter.com/TeamDoubleClick. And also,
yes.
TeamDoubleClick.com is your website, right?
Yes, it is.
And you basically help people. You put people together, don't you? You put together business owners who need administrative assistance and people who are providing that service.
That's exactly what
you're like
we do.
A clearinghouse for virtual assistants, aren't you?
Exactly. We actually work very similarly to a bricks and mortar staffing agency, you know, the temp services. So we do the same thing. Our clients generally call us or email and say, you know, I need help doing X, Y, and Z, and we go into our stable of administrative assistants, virtual assistants, and we match them with the best match that we can make. So if they need someone to do data entry, we'll find somebody that's a really fast typer for them and has the right personality and so on, and then we make that match, and client and virtual assistant work together, just like you.
Some people might, you know, one of the things about virtual assistants, administrative assistants, of course, as I said earlier, this is Administrative Assistance Day, a lot of people, if they're downsizing or if they're growing, and they need a level of support, but they don't necessarily need to have somebody under their roof.
Right.
I actually know some people who moved from a downtown office to their home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their business, they've transitioned in cost-cutting measures. They've transitioned to their home with their business, and so they still need support, but they don't have room for somebody.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of people will be surprised at the level of support that you can get from an administrator, from a virtual assistant.
You're absolutely right, and there is a lot of that going on right now. I mean, the economy is tough. There's just no doubt about it. No matter how much we pretty it up, it's still ugly out there, and especially for small businesses. And there is a lot of downsizing going on, but what we've found is those businesses still need administrative help of one shape or form. It just may be on a reduced basis from what they had in office. So a lot of companies are turning to virtual assistants so that they can still get those tasks done, but there are huge cost savings because you don't have all of that overhead, and the other thing that plays into the cost savings is with a virtual assistant, you only pay for the time that you actually use. So you don't pay when they're on break or on their lunch break or
right.
when they don't have any work to do.
They may actually work, and you can bite off whatever you want. You can take half their time or a fourth of their time or all their time, but they may have other people that they work for.
Absolutely. In fact, most of our virtual assistants have multiple clients. You know, we have clients that use 2 or 3 hours of administrative assistant services a week, so we mm-hmm. couple that virtual assistant with other clients so that they can essentially fill up their time, but the client is only using what they need, and you know, they're not overcharged, you know, guaranteeing someone 40 hours a week or what have you.
See, this is what's beautiful about this to me, Gail, is something I've been talking a lot about in the last little while, and that's the concept of niches.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's so great about the 21st century economy, especially the U.S. economy, and that is the ability for entrepreneurs, which I consider virtual assistants to be on that level. I mean, these are business owners of themselves. They've started a business on their own. They've created something from nothing. Many of these folks have, and they found a little niche for themselves.
Right.
And
yeah.
And variations on that theme.
And it's so much easier too to be able to specialize in you know, either various industries or maybe even multiple industries, you know, depending on what that person needs, because there's so much training available now. So an assistant can go out and learn how to do internet marketing or social
mm-hmm.
networking.
Actually not just react to what a project that somebody's given them, but actually initiate projects.
Exactly.
And manage them.
Right, and we see a lot of clients now that are really catching on and trying to do more social networking, like on Twitter and LinkedIn and things
mm-hmm.
like that, but they don't have time to do all of that, so they're having their virtual assistant. I mean, it's such a natural fit. That person doesn't have to be in the office to go on Twitter. I mean, Twitter is built for
right.
mobility.
Right.
So they're having their virtual assistant go in and maintain their Twitter accounts and, you know, get them recognition and drive clients their way.
For,
so it's really amazing to see when somebody puts a virtual assistant to use maintaining all of those social networks and helping drive clients.
For all professional administrative assistants, virtual or not virtual, happy Professionals Day. This is your day, and I hope somebody takes you out to lunch. Hey, Gail, if I were hanging out near you, I'd take you to lunch.
Why, thank you. I appreciate
that. Do I get points for the cinnamon, Gail?
Well, you know, I think we could do a virtual lunch.
There you go. Let's do
We do virtual lunch meetings all the time around here.
Thanks, Gail, for being here. Gail Buskey, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.